Hello to all of us who are gathering for worship through First Lutheran Church Poughkeepsie. Whether you're worshiping with this community for the first time or been around for a longer stretch of your life journey in this community, whether you're participating in this worship service on the day it first broadcasts or stumble across this days or months or even years later, welcome. Everyone is glad that you're here. My name is Pastor Tobias Anderson, and I serve Christ and the world through Redeemer Lutheran Church in New Paltz, New York. But First Lutheran Church in Poughkeepsie has had a special place in my heart and prayers ever since the first time I came through the physical doors. Remember when we still actually came through physical doors to go to church? I was graciously welcomed by the people of First Lutheran so I might conduct my remote site preaching for the Redeemer New Paltz call committee. Then I was invited back in support of the German worship services. Now I have the joy of becoming a mentor to seminarian Lisa Stevens as she explores her contextual education with the folks at First Lutheran. So it's a humble privilege to be with you today as guest preacher, appreciating the ways that God in Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit connects us in this world. What a blessing. Yipes, was that the sermon? No, just the words of welcome. But now I want to invite you to take a deep breath. Really, go ahead and join me, please. And let's dive into our collective meditation on the scriptures. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I want to invite us to hear a portion of today's reading from Isaiah again. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and grow weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, to be lifted by the strength of God. Oh, to be lifted out of the fevers that can consume our bodies and lives, as Simon's mother-in-law was lifted up by Jesus as he brought healing and renewed strength to her. There are many ways in which Christ can heal us, lift us up, and send us out to serve others. We hear one example in the story of Eric Cussman, who, in his own words, went from prison to Princeton to pulpit. Cussman says that he started his life without a father in the picture and with a mother addicted to drugs. He and his siblings broke into houses to steal food to get by, and eventually Cussman began dealing drugs himself. Yet once he ended up in prison, Cussman landed in a cell that happened to be the gathering place for a regular Bible study. Initially scoffing at anything that had to do with God, he describes being woken up by God one day as he heard Psalm 34:6. And I quote, "This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord and was saved from every trouble." From that point on, and through a series of remarkable coincidences, as Christians, we call this the work of the Holy Spirit and God's providence, Cussman grew in faith, even as he grew to take responsibility for his own life while serving his prison sentence. Cussman met and collaborated on Bible studies with a pastor who looked at him and said, "Someday you're going where I went, Princeton Theological Seminary." Cussman laughed at what seemed a ridiculous and impossible notion, but fast forward more years and add more hard work and amazing providential circumstances, and now Pastor Eric Sussman, graduate of Princeton Theological Seminary, is serving St. Bartholomew's Lutheran Church in Trenton, New Jersey. Pastor Sussman was lifted up, resurrected, and then sent on his way to be serving others. Christ got in the mix of Pastor Sussman's life, and suddenly dead ends and death tolls were turned to new life and new purpose. What of the story of Tuli Ann Beresford, who was highlighted in the ELCA Rostered Women of Color Project, a wonderful project to check out during this Black History Month if you haven't done so already? Thule grew up in South Africa, and after she was stabbed almost to death at age 18, she says she struggled with her faith. Yet God lifted her up and kept her praying amidst her struggles, kept her connecting with her Lutheran church in South Africa, and then her Lutheran church here in the United States. And here in the United States, Thule met her first female Lutheran pastor and discovered, as her heart sang, her own calling to become a pastor. And she did just that. And what about the story of Micah Meyer, who found himself being lifted out of depression with the support of a therapist and church communities, and then organized a run across the state of Minnesota to raise awareness for the need to build safer outdoor spaces for LGBTQ folks, people of color, and other minorities. Micah was lifted up, then found himself serving, even found himself being lifted up by God in Christ as he was in the midst of serving others. The Greek word used in our gospel lesson from Mark today to describe Jesus lifting up the mother-in-law of Simon from where she lay in bed with a fever is igero, which literally translates to raise up. This is the same Greek word the gospel writer Mark uses on several other occasions when Jesus heals someone. It's also the verb chosen by Mark to describe Christ's resurrection. So then, this would seem to be what Martin Luther would describe as an eternal truth rising to the surface of the scriptures, that when we are resurrected by Christ from the fever of sin and brokenness that ails us and this world, body, heart, mind, and soul, or all of the above, then we can step into our calling to serve, renewed by God's strength so that we might mount with wings like eagles, to serve the relative, the guest, the neighbor, the stranger, to serve the outcast and advocate for justice and safety for all people, to serve not because we are required to serve, but because Christ has taken us by the hand and is lifting us up, igeroing us, if you will. And now we know that we, who have experienced the joy of Christ saving and lifting up love, have the opportunity to serve Christ by serving others. And let's not miss the fact that being lifted up and healed took place for the mother-in-law of Simon, for Pastor Cussman, for Micah Meyer, and for Pastor Thule and Beresford in the arms of their communities, and specifically faith communities. Communities were the instruments in which Christ's healing took place for each of these people, and then once healed, these folks were Christ's instruments of healing for others. We're never healed so that we can keep that healing as a secret treasure to ourselves. As individuals, as church and faith communities, we're always being resurrected for the sake of others, for the sake of the world to which we have been called to serve. It's an awesome and humbling responsibility to realize that we who are constantly discovering our brokenness and sin can also, by the grace of God, be discovering that we are being lifted up, literally resurrected and healed. Resurrected not to be perfect, but to nevertheless be given opportunities to serve for the greater good, to serve for the sake of praising and worshiping a greater God. So, when was the first time you were lifted up, healed in mind, body, heart, spirit, or all of the above? Or maybe you never thought to look at your life from this perspective before today. That's okay. Now you've been invited by Christ's work in the Holy Spirit and the scriptures, and our time of meditating on these scriptures together, to consider this working of God's grace in your life and the world. And so have I. Where and when and how have I and we been healed? And how has that and is that freeing me and us to serve? The eternal truth of God's story is so much bigger than the story of Simon's mother-in-law's healing or any of the other people I've named today, and even the story of our own healing. The eternal truth of God's story is the story of Christ at work. Christ who does not grow weary. Christ who is from everlasting to everlasting. Christ who chooses to serve and bring healing for the world through all of us who are being lifted up. And this story, this Jesus story, it just gets better with the retelling. Thanks be to God. Amen. And blessings to you all.